This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sox Yankees tonight, and if you don't want to have your corneas scanned so you can stream it on Apple, you can listen free on the Odyssey app and on the radio all over New England on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network. So if I were you, I would save yourself a little bit of money. Holidays are right around the corner. And check out the game tonight here at WEEI and all over the network and on the Odyssey app. We are going to talk to Pop Douglas coming up in about 15 minutes at 7 on a Patriots Friday. But we have leads left. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning. It took me a week into the NFL season to be absolutely convinced that I am on the right side of history when it comes to fantasy football. Last evening...
I can't believe you're doubling down on these poor people.
1 week. It took me 1 week.
Yes.
Last night, my husband and I went to Loco for dinner with his family. We got there early to have a drink, have some chips and guac. Delicious. And we're sitting there, and I'm just staring at my husband, who is looking at his phone. And I said, okay, I think it's time to put the work email away and have some face-to-face conversation.
Are you that person who's jealous of the attention that the phone gets?
Please let me finish.
Okay.
Please let me finish.
Okay.
So I said, is this an important work email? Like, let's put the phone away. He says, oh, no, sorry. I forgot to set my lineup. Mm. And I threw my hands in the air and I said, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You have all week to do something like this. You forget. I understand you're busy. You've got work. You've got family obligations, whatever. This is when it cuts into family time and I won't stand for it. People take it too seriously. Mm. You've missed the boat. We are now sitting at a dinner table enjoying each other's company. If you didn't set up the lineup, you're lost.
Wow.
Put the phone down. Move on.
Well, you should have married a loser. That's your fault.
Right.
You don't blame him. You married the loser. You said anybody.
Well, not even loser, but just maybe wrong occupation.
Well, no, no.
Like, I'm guessing like the plumber is probably not sitting there getting emails at 7 p.m. Like he's already, he's worked a solid 10 hours already.
Right.
But I was going to, because I was asking, okay, work email, like is it an important one? I was going to have him continue doing the work. Once he said it was fantasy football, I wanted to jump out the window.
Right. It takes 2 minutes to set the lineup.
How many leagues
is Santo in?
No.
The plumber could be a fantasy football. Remember, Courtney said that if you play, he's a loser. So you should say, hey.
I actually never said that they were a loser.
Courtney,
I think I said that they take it. I said, if you're the commissioner of the league, you may be a loser.
Yeah, I would agree. Jordan is a big loser.
So, Curtis, how are you doing in your longtime fantasy league? Did you win week one?
Nope. I played.
Even with Josh Allen?
Yep.
Wow.
I had Josh Allen, and I still lost. That's how bad my team was. And I hate it. I had to send the $250 with Venmo, and it's just wasted money. I'm never going to get it back, and it's just a pain in the ass.
It's only week one,
Can
Curtis.
I also say, like, people only listen to what they want to listen to? when I speak.
You're just figuring this out. Right.
Yeah, J Sync 316. You told us he doesn't play football. Got made fun of. Now he plays. Nope. Said no. from the said from
you
jump.
Said always,
my husband
yeah.
is one of those fantasy football losers.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good news is I think Natick's got a bunch of local leagues.
They do probably. Too.
Yeah. Well, good news. I'm 1-0 in the Jones and Key Fantasy Football League, and I got off to a good start last night. So
I was going to ask about that. Who else is 1-0 in the league?
I believe Keith is. I know Nick is. I think Brian is also 1-0. I'm not sure who the final 1-0 team is.
But how's Stiz Grimy doing?
I believe Stiz lost in week one.
Oh, really?
Two owners so. Never works.
Yeah, that's true. They have, they did the joint ownership thing.
Stiz and Teddy J, two owners never works.
Yeah.
Be battling over who should be playing.
Well, the Giants have won a bunch.
Yeah, they have.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So it is already week one, and the sky is falling in the world of Josh v. Drake. The Josh McDaniels versus Drake May, and who do you blame? We know where Shy stands on this.
Yes,
yes you do.
Because you look at this season so far, and I know it's only week one, so I'm not going to get, you know, too excited. Offensive line has looked solid. You know, really no complaints over there as far as the offensive line like we were last year. The receiving core, I think we still got some issues there as far as, you know, the number one guy. But, you know, we kind of knew that going into the season. So it's going to come down to Josh v. Drake. And that's why this game is so important, to see what Josh does in week two to help Drake May be better. And does he utilize his legs?
You think that's some designed runs. That's one thing that you would like to see.
That, or maybe, you know, maybe they say, because I was watching the game last night. It was a run that Jordan Love had, and he put his shoulder down and he went to pick up the first down. I don't know if you remember. It was kind of early in the game. There was a similar play.
It was in the red zone, right?
Yeah, it was like right in the fringe area. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was on the right sideline. And there was a play early in the Patriots game where Drake May could have the same opportunity to do that, to pick up a first down. But he didn't, and he slid. So I wonder if they get to the point and they start to say, okay, we're going to add some design runs. We know this is a weapon of yours. Be smart, but if there's something there, also be aggressive. So it'll be interesting to see what Josh McDaniels does with Drake May in week two, because if they lose this game, the Josh v. Drake drama is going to continue. And that's never a good thing when you're quarterback. And we could be making this all up, but as we sit here from the outside and look,
yeah,
I think that's you one of them has to be the fall guy.
Not only Drake May, but you want them to run the football more anyway.
I want them to start Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn what you do. You play him, and you play him early and often.
Now, was it Ty Law who said on the show this week that maybe they had that stuff in there but went away with it because they got down or whatever? Was that Ty who said? I can't remember.
No, they weren't down at halftime.
Like, yeah, they abandoned the run at halftime, and they were up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Mike Vrabel said they got to do a better job in the run game as far as the offensive line.
Yeah.
But I also,
well, Shine thinks that it's Mike Vrabel v. Josh McDaniels, not Drake May v. Josh McDaniels.
Well, I think it's Drake May.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, V. Josh McDaniels, V. Mike Vrabel. Like, yeah. I don't think that, I just think that there is friction between the head coach and the offensive coordinator, because I don't believe that this is the offensive coordinator that Vrabel necessarily wanted.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You got it, brother.
I wanted to quickly revisit something that happened on the show yesterday, because Nesson tagged me in a post yesterday, and I wasn't sure whether it was some kind of a passive aggressive thing.
When we do that, it's passive aggressive. So.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. So they tagged me. They were sharing Jeff Passan talking with Alex Speer.
Okay.
About Alex Bregman wanting to opt out, and so. Yesterday with Sam Kennedy, I asked Sam Kennedy about that on this show, and here was his answer.
You know, it's interesting. We were all surprised by that report, given we just haven't had discussions with Alex about anything other than the goal at hand right now with what's in front of us these next 15 games. So that'll all take care of itself. He wants to be here. We want him to be here, and I'll leave it at that. But he's such an important part of this season and what we're doing, and all focus right now are on these next 15 games, and fingers toes crossed, October baseball.
So I understand that the agent in this case is mm-hmm. always leaking things in order to try to get deals done early. I understand that the player had interest from only three teams when it came to the Red Sox being one of them. But I just would ask the question that if you're the Boston Red Sox and you haven't spoken to him at all, and you look at him as somebody who adds to your entire baseball team, especially when it comes to the leadership / baseball knowledge part of things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the pitchers continue to give him so much credit when it comes to the way they have been pitching of late,
mm-hmm.
his the way he's tipping them. I just ask why you don't go to Alex Bregman and add a year on, like, and say to him, listen, we're going to get rid of the opt-out, but we'll give you a third year on the deal, and you love it here. Like do it. Like,
he wouldn't do that, though.
Why, though?
Because if you have 29 teams vying for you, it's much different in terms of what you're able to extract from the organization.
Right. He might be like, no, I'm going to wait till when I opt out because I want more money.
He knows that's on the table.
Right.
Like, he knows that no matter what he gets in free agency, he could always come back to the Red Sox and they'll give him that. But you don't hire Scott Boras to be your agent if you want to be comfortable where you're playing. You hire Scott Boras if you want to maximize your earning potential.
Right. He knows this is probably his last big kick at the can. And he wanted a big deal last year, but wasn't able to get it.
He's not going to get a 8-year deal.
No.
Nobody's going to do those kind of deals. If you look at what's going to happen mm-hmm. in a couple years with Major League Baseball, anyway, like I just.
So he's got two left. Maybe he wants a 6-year deal. So maybe he's got two left, and he's saying, okay, I want another 4 years, or I want another 3. I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, I would get it done.
It's also a convenience thing for him too, because isn't his wife at Harvard? And yeah, is for know. A bit yeah. longer.
My
so,
guess
I mean,
is
his family has made Boston their home temporarily, but I mean, this is where they're going to be for a period of time.
That's what everybody says until somebody offers them a big check in somewhere else.
Right. You can, if you get extra $20 million, you can do Harvard remote.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to get to Boston on a jet.
So was the tag passive aggressive, or they just wanted to clarify, Curtis, at Nesson?
I don't think the people at Nesson are big fans.
Okay. All right. It's a Patriots Friday, and we will talk with Pop Douglas next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.